Chapter 75. Practice was going smoothly. Ron was standing next to Artie Harris when James Fitzpatrick knocked Kirk Hammerfield off balance, and he staggered and crashed into the back of Ron's legs. Ron never saw it coming or even heard it. He was concentrating on a chart that Steve Ferry had given them on the new line splits for the upcoming game with the Ghosts. Ron heard the pop before he hit the ground. His face was in the grass. Electric shots were shooting up his leg. His mind screamed, "Not again! Not again!" Everyone crowded around Coach Tuck, who lay on the ground and tried not to cry or scream or move. It was his right knee, the one on which he'd had the second surgery. How could this be happening again? Steve Ferry blew his whistle and hurried over to see what was happening. He looked at Artie. Was he doing something stupid? Artie shook his head. No, it was an accident. We were just standing here. Can you stand up, Ron? Said Ferry. I'm not sure, said Ron. His entire leg was throbbing with that all-too-familiar pain. Ron wanted to pound his head into the grass. He felt Artie and Steve lift him between them. Two brawny men accomplished this with ease. Ron weighed 175 pounds, but he was a solid 175, and it wasn't that easy to just lift him that way. When they got into the coach's room, Artie said, I got something here that will help you. He produced an immobilizer and fitted it on Ron's leg outside of his pants. This'll keep you from aggravating it further until you can get to a doctor. Maybe I won't need a doctor. Artie looked into his eyes. I heard it, Ronnie. I was standing right there.